You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
On this Thursday, October 26th, we're talking at Phillies baseball today with our good friend Todd Zalecki, Phillies reporter for MLB.com. Todd, we thank you very much for the time. And first things first, Todd, how you feeling? You've been feeling great the last few days, I understand.
No, I've been very much under the weather. I have a 17-month-old son, and he, of course, is in daycare. And then he gets sick, and then my wife gets sick, and then I get sick, and then the whole family's sick. And that's kind of been the our house last week, to be honest with you. But
yeah,
we're slowly getting better, thank God.
That's a relief. And as somebody who's the father of a 2.5-year-old and a newborn baby girl, I sympathize because my kid is also in daycare. And if he gets something from one of the other snot-nosed kids and brings it home, then it runs through our family too. So I certainly feel your pain. And I am glad that you are feeling better. That said, I know that you did not watch the entirety of what was a pretty crazy game too, of the Fall Classic last night, won by Houston 7-6 in 11 innings. All the extra inning home runs by both teams, yeah, the 8 combined home runs, the most ever for a World Series game. So some pretty significant stuff happening. But, Todd, the one thing I want to ask you is that personally on my end, you know, I'm hearing all this this talk and this hoopla that it was one of the greatest Fall Classic games ever, and I can't quite get on board with that because – I just don't see the entertainment in what seemed to me was guys, you know, just swinging for the fences every single time they're at the plate. And it felt less like a game and more like a home run derby competition that Houston won last night. Not trying to take away the value of the fun and the entertainment that Game 2 brought and the, you know, obviously the buzz and the discussion following Game 2 on this Thursday morning. But to me, it's just that the talk that this was such an epic game is a little overblown because I just want to see games unfold a little bit differently than guys just trying to hit the ball over the fence every single time. What are your feelings on that?
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. In reading stories from last night's game this morning, you know, some people have said, you know, gosh, that was the most adrenaline I've felt watching a baseball game in some time. And then, like you said, a lot of people are sitting there going, you know, it's kind of home run derby-ish. And I agree in this sense. I do miss the, you know, the big inning. You know, there's a lot of swings and misses in today's game. There's a lot of walks, you know, there's a lot of strikeouts, and there's a lot of home runs. You know, it's home runs are up. More people are hitting home runs than ever before. And home runs are definitely exciting, you know. Anytime somebody's running down 50 home runs, people pay attention to that. Anytime anybody's hitting a home run, it excites the home crowd or it devastates the home crowd. So in that sense, it's exciting. But I do agree with you. I like to see a little bit more action on the field. You know, I don't like to see so much dead time. You know, just the you know, waiting for that home run to come every few innings, if they come at all. You know, and believe me, I'm also not on this side of, you know, small ball, right? Like, I remember when the Phillies were on their run from 2007 to 2011, the Phillies were leading the Major League Baseball in runs scored pretty much every season, or certainly they were in the top five. And, you know, and Phillies would go into little slumps at times, and people would start criticizing Charlie Manuel, saying, you know, they're not playing enough small ball. And I just thought that was ridiculous in the sense of bunting, you know, bunting runners over and things like that. So I'm not saying I want to see more of that. What I'm saying is I would like to see more, just more action on the bases, you know, more singles, doubles, triples, and less walks, strikeouts, and home runs, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes total sense. I mean, I don't think this is a play that that you saw live because, again, you know, battling your illness. But, you know, again, people are trying to pick out what was the most exciting play or moments from last night's game, and they're saying, was it this home run? No, it was that home run. No, it was this home run. And to me, it wasn't any of the home runs. I remember the 10th inning after the Astros had that 5-3 lead and the Dodgers down to their final out. They had the tying run at second base. Well, Kike Hernandez goes the other way, a single, you know, and Logan Forsythe has to score from second base, a very strong throw from Josh Reddick in right field, close play. Forsythe slides in safely, and that was the play that kind of got me out of my chair and excited me more than any ball that left the fence. And so, you know, maybe I'm just a curmudgeon or a wet blanket. I don't know. But it just seems to me that there's so much more entertainment value in a play like that, which involves a non-home run hit, a great fielding play, running the bases, a tag, or, you know, lack thereof in this case. But there's so many more elements in that one play than just seeing a guy hit a ball over a wall.
Yeah, you know, I mean, home runs are cool. There's no doubt about it. But I believe, you know, I grew up in Wisconsin, so I grew up a Brewers fan. And I believe when Miller Park opened, I think, I could be mistaken, but I think Robin Yount actually had somewhat of a say in the design of the outfield wall at Miller Park. And I think there was maybe a couple nooks and crannies at Miller Park. And the reason why they were there the way they are is because he said, in my opinion, triples are the most exciting play in baseball. You know, that ball that angles off the wall in such a way, and the runner just, you know, you're like, oh my gosh, is he going to go for third? Is he going to go for third? Mm-hmm. He takes off, boom, he goes to third, and then there's a bang-bang play at third base. You know, those are exciting. You know, Citizens Bank Park has a crazy angle out in left center field, and, you know, you've seen a couple inside-the-park home runs off of that over the years. Doesn't happen often, but when it does, it is bonkers, whether it's happening for the Phillies or against the Phillies. So, yeah, I agree. You know, I like the plays at the plate, even if it's not even just a play at the plate, a play at third base, a play at second base, you know, a good hit and run, a triple. Something as simple as that, I think, can be just as exciting because you don't know what's going to happen. Now, a guy hits a 5-1 home run, that's cool. You know it's a home run as soon as the ball's off the bat. But when that ball is, you know, hit off a weird angle or somebody bobbles it and there's a play at third base or at the plate, you know, that kind of sense of, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen lasts a little longer, and I think it kind of boosts the excitement level.
Yeah, no question. I mean, triples and inside-the-park home runs, give me those every day of the week over a guy hitting a 450-foot home run. Not to discredit that or devalue that, because I'm like you. I love the home run. When Puig got a hold of one last night, you knew it was gone. You know, Altuve, who's you know, one half of Aaron Judge, when he's hitting home runs, it's exciting because he's such so pint-sized. But those are great plays, and I'm not trying to, you know, put those down. But I don't want to see the series continue in this way. I want to see more base running, more defense, more traditional baseball. I don't want to see guys, you know, hit or teams hit 8 to 10 home runs every night. As cool as that sounds, I hope that game two was an aberration and maybe we get back to more traditional baseball for games at least 3 through 5 when the series goes back to Houston. Todd, of course, on the Phillies news checklist, of course, still searching for a manager to replace Pete Maccannon. And I understand that former Red Sox skipper John Farrell interviewed on Wednesday, and he is likely in the pool of finalists that the Phillies are considering. And there'd be some interesting symmetry there, as once upon a time, the Red Sox hired a former Philly skipper, and which led them to 2 world titles, and maybe the reverse would happen, where the Phillies would hire a former Red Sox skipper as they continue their rebuild. What do you think of Farrell's chances, and who is he primarily competing with?
Yeah, I think Farrell's got good chances. You know, like you mentioned, he's got a good chance to be a finalist if he's not a finalist already. Yeah, I think there's going to be 3 finalists. Two I'm certain of, and one is AAA Lehigh Valley manager Dusty Wathen, and the second is Dodgers player development director, farm director Gabe Kapler. Those two are finalists. They're going to be in for interviews, second interviews in Philadelphia. And, you know, a hire could come, you know, as early as early next week. Farrell, interesting, you know, because most of the guys that have been in for interviews so far, not all of them, but most of them have not had previous managerial experience. And most of them, you know, have not had certainly have not had anywhere near the success at the big league level that John Farrell has, right? I mean, he won the World Series. He's won 3 division titles with the Red Sox before getting let go at the end of this season. The only other manager I believe that they interviewed that we know of that I've reported on that's been confirmed is Chip Hale, who's the A's third base coach, managed a couple of years in Arizona. So other than that, everybody, Phil Nevin, they interviewed Mickey Callaway, like I mentioned, Kapler. They interviewed Phillies front office advisor Jorge Volandia. None of them have big league managerial experience. So a little bit of a different look for the Phillies. And if the three finalists are Dusty Wason, Gabe Kapler, and John Farrell, each of them, you know, there's not a lot of similarities between those guys. You know, I mean, Wathen's been a big league manager in the Phillies system since for several years now. Very successful, very highly regarded. Knows the young players on this team very well, and there's a lot of reasons to like him. Gabe Kapler has kind of been touted as, you know, Andrew Friedman's protege in Los Angeles. He's been the farm director. He's only managed 1 year in the minor leagues, but he's very much in analytics, which is big in the new Phillies regime. He's into nutrition. He's into fitness. He's into mental skills approaches to the game. All those things are very, very important to the new Phillies front office. So that makes him kind of intriguing. In fact, this is just a guess on my part, I would say he's the favorite right now. And then Farrell, obviously, he's the oldest guy. He's just 55, but he's the oldest candidate. A tremendous track record, tremendous resume, and certainly would be, people I think would stand back and go, wow, they got John Farrell, former World Series champion. So it's going to be interesting to see which way they go. You know, I think, quite frankly, I don't think there's a bad guy in that group. If they pick Wathen, great. Kapler, great. You know, John Farrell, great. I don't think there's a wrong decision here. It's just a matter of who they end up liking best.
Yeah, as you said, not a lot of similarities between these three guys, a lot of diverse backgrounds and skill sets, so it'll be interesting to see which direction the Phillies go. And, Todd, as we come down the final stretch, as we speak on this Thursday, and with the news this morning that a very attractive managerial job has just opened up in the Bronx, does that increase the urgency on the Phillies' part to get their man as soon as they can?
You know what? I don't think so, just because I think the Phillies are so close to a decision. I think Farrell's interview on Wednesday was the final interview in the quote-unquote first round of interviews. And I think the two or three finalists, I think it's going to be three finalists, are going to be in for a second round. So I think they're really, really close. I don't think anything is going to happen in New York in the past couple days. And certainly I don't think that any of these finalists are going to sit there and say, listen, I want to wait and see what happens in New York now. I'd like to throw my hat in the ring. I mean, it's certainly the case of Gabe Kapler and Dusty Wason are looking for their first big league managerial jobs. You know, they're not going to potentially turn down a 1-2 shot or a 1-3 shot for a possibility in New York. So I don't think the Phillies are going to feel rushed at all. I think they're far enough along in the process. And I've gotten a lot of questions today of, you know, you think the Phillies will take a run at Joe Girardi now? And for the same reason, you know, I don't think so. I don't think they're going to delay this process. You know, first of all, you know, I think they like the guys that they've talked to enough. And then second of all, who's to say Joe Girardi wants to get back into managing right away? And thirdly, if he does, who's to say he wouldn't rather go after the Nationals job, who are legitimate World Series contenders, versus the Phillies, who are maybe, you know, 2 or 3 years away from contending?
Yeah, great points. And I'm sure at this time next week, we will have our discussion centered around just who indeed the Phillies do pick to lead their team in 2018 and beyond. Todd Zielecki, great stuff as always. We thank you for the time, and we'll do it again at this time next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Philadelphia Phillies.